Many people are very upset over the way your president is cleaning house and bringing order to your government. They are furious because he is removing people from their positions of authority and implying that some may face legal action. What they don't like is the fact he is applying the law to address the rebels who have imposed their will of corruption upon your nation. He is not finished. There is more to come. Do not allow yourself to get caught up in all the rhetoric of criticism and accusations directed at him. You should rejoice that evil, corruption, perversions, and an antichrist spirit are being exposed and purged. Too many have become comfortable living off the benefits that the corruption has afforded them. Your president is calling your nation to accountability, and it is disrupting the lives of those who have betrayed your Constitution. What you're seeing in the natural is a reflection of what I am doing in the spirit. My anger has been kindled and simmering for many years, and now is a time of judgment. I am releasing judgment upon both the lost and my church. Too many churches that identify with my son Jesus have allowed Sodom to enter their doors. Too many of my children have embraced the doctrines of Sodom and golden calf worship. Too many of my children intoxicate their senses with natural substances instead of saturating their souls with my presence and glory. Too many of my children embrace doctrinal error as being birthed of my Holy Spirit and refuse to let every word that has proceeded from my mouth to be the standard for their lives. I have extended a lengthy period of grace, mercy, and long suffering, hoping for them to repent. Instead, the majority of them have turned further from me, and they have become a cancer in my body, the church, infecting and killing many around them. Some who once truly sought for me have been seduced by these rebellious children, and now they are lost forever. Did my son not say that it would have been better for those who offend if they had never been born? I am greatly wearied of watching those in my church trample underfoot the precious blood of my son Jesus. I am tired of hearing preachers tell congregations that I really do not mean what I have said in my word. I am calling my church to accountability. I cannot sit by and allow this to continue, for the time is getting closer and closer that my son will be returning and humanity will face final judgment. I am reaching out with judgment now to awaken those who have been slumbering in their salvation and living in dreams of what they want to be truth. Do you really think the blood of Jesus gives you carte blanche to do as you wish without having to answer for your sin, filth, rebellion, false doctrine, and rejection of my truth? Grace has not put blinders over my eyes. Prepare yourself now. Some in my church are going to die before they have gone too far away from me that they spend eternity in the lake of fire. Some are going to die because they are influencing too many others to follow them on the path to the lake of fire. Some are going to suffer physically because they have stepped away from the shadow of my wings. Turmoil and division will rise up in families. These things are not my will, but the results of decisions made by Christians who do not take me or my word seriously. When I said, "Be holy," I meant it. Holiness is a byproduct, the precious fruit of your born-again spirit. This judgment is not restricted to my church. I will be calling the lost to accountability and judgment. Many in my church would say pouring out judgment on the lost is unfair. But I ask you, have you never read the Old Testament? Have you never read how there were times I poured out judgment on Gentile nations? Your nation has been saturated with my word. My gospel has been declared on radio, television, on street corners, in courtrooms, in your state capitals, in the halls of Congress, and even in the White House. I have demonstrated my power in numerous ways through healings, miracles, and deliverance. Yet so many of the lost scoff at me and deride my gospel. I want them and my church to understand the fear of the Lord. I am not to be mocked. Furthermore, I warn those of you who do not see yourselves as being old enough to be accountable as I have described. You evidently have forgotten that when children mocked the prophet Elisha, two bears came out and killed them all. Do not fool yourselves into thinking, well, I'm just a teenager, none of this applies to me. What have you seen in my word which states no one is accountable to me until they are a certain age? Those of you who are walking the narrow path of my kingdom, guard your hearts and minds. Do not allow yourselves to be enamored with larger churches, dynamic personalities, greatly talented worship teams, and social activities offered by other churches. Just as prophets were hidden in caves during the reign of Jezebel, I need you to stay in the churches that are building my kingdom and stewarding the latter-day outpouring of my spirit and revival. You do not need a social church that does not truly press deeper into me. You need a church that will not tolerate anything but my truth and my holiness. Just like Aaron was told not to grieve over the deaths of his sons when they offered strange fire before me, do not grieve over the judgment that comes on those who have rebelled against me. You may feel sorry for what has happened to them, but do not allow yourselves to be pulled into grief. The great falling away is happening now. Stand strong in me and endure to the end. Amen.